So sometimes when we chant, we can't absorb ourselves. We just don't feel any connection. So what can we do at that time? See, it is like when we are chanting, it's like a war against the mind. Because the mind goes away from Krishna. And in a war, we cannot go with a stereotype strategy. Sometimes the enemy attack in a particular way. And say, if we decide I'll go and fight with a sword. But if the enemy is attacking with arrows, even before I reach the enemy, I'll be wounded. So, chanting is important. But the point of chanting is to focus on Krishna. So, if the mind is wandering too much, then at that time, we can take a little break. And we can try to stimulate a connection with Krishna in some other way. That means, say, you can sing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra a few times, or look at a picture of Krishna, or just verbally pray to Krishna. So, what may work for us individually will vary from person to person. So usually, also reciting some prayers, just speaking our heart prayerfully to Krishna, that helps a lot. Basically, the holy name is spiritual, but at our level, our mind gets caught sometimes. And Krishna is here, we are here, and the mind comes in the way. So we have to find some way, just like a river keeps moving toward the ocean, even if there is a block. Some way up, down, round, left, right. So like that, we have to find some way. And usually, if we take inventory of our own spiritual practice, if we look at whatever things that invoke spiritual emotion in us, sometimes you may like some kirtan, or sometimes you may like some darshan, or sometimes we may just heard some point in a class which you liked very much. We can note it down in our phone or somewhere. And basically, these are called in Sanskrit as uddipan. Uddipan is spiritual stimuli. So basically, we have to. So what will be a spiritual stimuli for you as an individual will vary from me and from others. So each of us has to find out what are the most potent spiritual stimuli for us. And once we come to know of those stimuli, then we try to make them as easily accessible as possible. So if some kirtan tune we like, then we can just store it in our computer and then on our phone or whatever and hear that. So that way, even if we take a break for 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes in the chanting and try to get that connect with Krishna and then resume the chanting, we'll find that we'll be able to chant better. The point of chanting is not just chanting. The point of chanting is connecting with Krishna. And if you're not connecting with Krishna, then just chanting can become like a big burden. So better take a little break and try to establish a connection, then chant. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah.